Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's blat, today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. Now, as Nun Zayin begins, we're in the middle of a very, very geshmak sugya, which involves a certain amount of arithmetic. We cannot just go straight into the sugya without going back to the beginning of the sugya, and that is in the middle of Nun Vav Amid Beis, smack in the middle. The Gemara brings a braisa, Tanya, Omer Ablezer Rabbi Yossi, Tchum Ore Leviim Alpayim Amma. As we know, it says in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside in Eretz Yisrael the Ore Halviim. How many Ore Halviim? 42, together with the Ore Miklat, which were 6, is 48. Anyway, around each one of the Ore Halviim, it says in the Torah, you have to go and leave 2,000 Amis worth of space. Of that 2,000 Amis, 1,000 Amis has to be used as a Migrash. Migrash means a totally open lot with nothing growing. You'll notice on the left-hand side, in the Torah Or HaSholem, it says a Migrashei Ha'orim, that's the Migrash, the open lot. Ashetitnu La'alaviyam Mikir Ho'ir V'chutza, outside the boundaries of the city, Elef Amasavim, 1,000 Amis around it. So Bisl Shver, as we'll see in the Braisa. Again, Umr Blizzard Bioisi Tchum Ori Levim Alpayim Amma. The Tchum is for purposes not only for Shabbos, but also for purposes of the Inyan of Ori Miklot, as well as for purposes of these Ayores, of these cities themselves, that the city doesn't end at the city limits, but you have still the additional Tchum, 2,000 Amis, just like for Tchum Shabbos. Okay, so the Tchum is...
You're freezing, Rav David.
We lost you.
Rav David, you're freezing up.
You don't hear me?
Can you start again?
From the beginning?
No, you're freezing up. We're in there. Yeah.
Oh, do you hear me now?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Again, today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. We're starting in the middle of Nun Vav Amid Beis, which is the introduction to this Gemara. The Gemara begins, Tanya Umr Blezab Rabbi Yossi Tchum Ori Leviim Alpayim Amma. The Tchum of the Ori Leviim was 2,000 Amas, similar to the Tchum that we have for Shabbos to be able to go and walk to the Tchum, 2,000 Amas. Tzei Mehen, of the 2,000 Amas, Elef Amma Migrash, 1,000 Amma has to remain totally uncultivated, nothing built, nothing sown, just open land. Even Eretz Yisrael today, they use the term migrash to mean an open lot. Okay, nimtza migrash revia. As a result, mathematically, you'll see that migrash comes out to be a quarter. V'hashar, and the rest of that 2,000 amis, is sodos uchromim, are fields and vineyards. Now, before we go further, the obvious question is, you're telling me that the tchum is 2,000 amis. And then you're telling me that the Migrash occupied 1,000 Amis. Now, wouldn't 1,000 out of 2,000 be half, 50%? Yet you're telling me, no, it's not 50%, it's Revi, it's a quarter. And that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha momentarily. How do we know that there's this din of the Migrash of the 1,000 Amis? Omerobodi Amakra, Mikiru Ir Bechutza, outside of the Kir Ho'ir, the wall of the city, Elef Amasav of 1,000 Amas. Umra Torah Saveve Soir Be'elef. Around the city, leave open a space of 1,000 Amas of Migrash. Them to Migrash, Revia. Freitma Revia Palgehava. If you're telling me that's 2,000 altogether, and of the 2,000, 1,000 is Migrash, that's 50%. Where do you get to this 25%? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara gives four answers. The first answer was Omer Rava Bar Adam Mishulcha. That was yesterday's Gemara. I'm assuming you all went through it already. We're going to go skip down to three lines from the bottom of the Omid. Abaye Omar Mishkachas Lanami B'Mosa to have you Alpha be Alpha. You're talking about a city where the dimensions were, the city itself, were 1,000 by 1,000. How does it help us? Tchumin Kam Hava. So now, how big was the tchum? Now, when we use the word tchum, as you'll see in the Gemara, we're going to use the term tchum, and we're going to use the word koronois. Tchumen means that part outside the city which is adjacent to and parallel to the city itself. The Kronos means if you go to the corner of the city and now you want to walk straight ahead at an angle, that is no longer parallel to the city, but that's what we're going to fill in, like you're filling in a large chart or a large tablet. Now, for those of you that have the benefit of, let me take out the English art scroll, because a picture is worth a thousand words, literally, especially in this case of our Gemara. I know that Barry was kind enough to send out the Pirush Chai this morning, but I didn't have a chance to look at it since it only went out shortly before this year. But thank you, Barry, for sending it out. So Abaye says, we're talking about a city that's 1,000 by 1,000 amas. Fine. So now, the Tchumen Kamahava. Tchumen means that part which is parallel to the city. So assuming that you have 56B3, those of you that are looking at Art Scroll, 56B3, there is a picture next to footnote 21. See that picture? You see it's a city in the middle. And that city in the middle, again, that's 1,000 by 1,000. Now, 1,000 by 1,000 is a million, but we don't need to focus on the millions because the Gemara doesn't use the expression million. Let's now figure out how much the tchum would be. Now, the tchum goes up, even though in this picture, you see around the city, they have these white boxes. The white boxes is where the migrash is. And then you have the shaded area, which is right above that, which is also an additional 1,000. Why is it additional 1,000? Because its chum, by definition, is 2,000. So if where you see the word city, go up northward, two boxes, you have the white box, and immediately you have on top of that the shaded area, that's going to be 2,000 amas. That's 2,000 amas in the length, or northward. However, east to west, it's only 1,000, because the city is only 1,000. So 1,000 times 2,000 gets you to 2 million. You can drop the million, it's 2. Same thing is when you look at the city, look at the right-hand side. Again, right-hand side of the city, you have a white box, which is 1 by 1, 1,000 by 1,000, and then you have the shaded area, which is another 1,000 by 1,000. Because in all four directions, you get a tchum of 2,000 amas. Since again, it's 2,000 by 1,000, the city being square, so it's 1,000, and you get 2,000 jutting out in all directions. Again, you have 2 million, or just 2. This repeats itself 4 times. 1 to the north, 1 to the east, 1 to the south, 1 to the west. You have now 4 times 2 is 8 altogether. And therefore, looking back at our Gemara, says, Abaye Oma Mishkachas Lanabi B'mosa Dehavye Alpha Ba'Alpha Tchumen Kamahava. How much do we have in terms of area? Of the tchumen, that's tamanya. That's 8 altogether. Kronis kamahava. Now, how much do the kronis occupy? Says the Gemara Shitzer, 16. Now, what is that cheshbon? So again, looking back at the picture, and now not looking at the areas which are parallel to the city, but looking now at from the corners. That's what the kronis. The kronis, you also get the benefit of 2,000, but here it's not 2,000 by 1,000, it's 2,000 by 2,000, because 2,000 by 2,000, that's uniform, no matter how large the city is, whether the city is 1,000 by 1,000, or the city would be 10,000 by 10,000. The important thing is that in the kronos, you get your full tchum of 2,000 square. That being the case, so looking again at this picture, the white part is only one quarter of the larger kronos, because really the whole kronos is three parts of shaded area to that one quarter of white. So, if it's 2,000 by 2,000, that means it's 4 in the northeastern corner, it's 2 by 2 in the northwestern corner, 2 by 2 in the southeastern corner, and 2 by 2 in the southwestern corner. So 2 by 2 means 4 each time. So if you have 4 times 4, that gives you 16 altogether. So that's what the Gemara says, that the Tchumen area is 8, while the Kronos, the corner area, is 16. Now 8 plus 16 adds up to 24, right? That's Very, very straightforward. 8 plus 16 is 24. Now, if you think about it for a minute, is another way of confirming this, and that is because if you look at the top of the Omud, notice that it says 2,000, 1,000, and 2,000. If you add the 2,000, 1,000, and 2,000, that gives you 5,000 altogether. Again, on the side, there are no numbers there, but it's a square, so it's also 5,000 altogether. So 5,000 times 5,000, by definition, is 25 million. But we are not counting the city itself. And since the city itself is 1,000 by 1,000, so we're doing 25 million minus 1 million, therefore the entire area is the 24. And again, the 24 is made up of 8 of Tchumen and 16 of Koronis. Okay, so far so good. So we got 24. On to Nun Zayin Umid Aleph. Says the Gemara now, Dal Arba de Tchumen, the Arba de Koronis. Now let's see how much is occupied by the Migrash. So now if we look again at the picture, we see at the Migrash is that part which is a room and a room, which means surrounding the city. And now if you want to go to page 57A1 and you see the first picture, around the city you have all of those white boxes. So now let's figure out. Each white box, both from the Tchumen and from the Kronos, each one is one by one. How many boxes do we have altogether? So it says the Gemara, we have 4 by the Tchumen. Again, Tchumen means that parcel of land which is parallel and adjacent to the city. So you got 1 to the north, 1 to the south, 1 to the east, 1 to the west. Each one is 1,000 by 1,000, because that's the requirement of a Migrash, that it be 1,000 Amos Soviv. So that's the 4 of the Tchumen. See, top of the Omid, Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, Dal Arba de Tchumen. That's 4 of the Tchumen. And then you have the 4 of the Kronois, being those that stick out from the northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest in the corners. That's also 1 by 1. Again, it's 1,000 by 1,000. So that's what the Gemara says, Dal Arba de Tchumen ve Arba de Kronois. Kamahava. If we take from that original 24, put that aside in your mind for a moment, what part of that 24 million square amas was occupied by Migrash, 4 adjacent to the city, that's the Tchumen, 4 in the Kronos is 4 plus 4, says the Gemara, is 8. So now 8 out of 24 is Tiltzahava. It's 1/3. So why are you telling me that it's a quarter? It's 1/3. 8 out of 24 is 1/3. And for the Gemara, Misavres beribua ka'amar, beigula ka'amar. Even though in this picture that we're looking at until now, the Migrash was in a square shape. No. We got to put it in a round shape. And that's the next picture in 57A1. That's a picture which is next to note 3, where you see that around the city, you have a Migrash of 1,000 in all directions. Very pretty picture. Okay. So how does that change the equation? Says the Gemara. And we know as a general Talmudic principle, we already had this yesterday on the bottom of the Amud Beis, and the Gemara brings this a number of times, and this can be proven mathematically as well, but time doesn't really permit us to address that issue. Says the Gemara, Kama Meruba Yeser Ala Eagle, how much is a square in space greater than the eagle, greater than the circle? Revia, a quarter of space. So when you have the circle inside the square has a quarter more space than inside the eagle than inside the circle. So that being the case, since now we are no longer talking about a square Migrash, we're talking about a circular Migrash, if that's the case, we have to do Dal Revia. Remove or deduct a quarter of the original 8. We said before that the Migrash is 8, a room and a room surrounding. So if we take off a quarter, Pashula Shita. After all, a quarter of 8 is 2. 8 minus 2 leaves you with 6. So the Migrash is 6. And the entire area surrounding the city is 24. Shita Michav Talad Rivav. So 6 out of 24 is exactly 25%, a quarter. and therefore we have the answer to our riddle. How does it come out to be a quarter? 6 out of 24. That was teretz number 2. We had Rava yesterday, we just had Abaye, and now we come on to Ravina. Ravina Omar Mai Ravia, Ravia Ditchumen. What means Ravia Ditchumen? So Ravina says, we're not going to look at the entire area being surrounded by Migrash. The only part that has to be surrounded by Migrash is the parallel part. Now, what do I mean by the parallel part? And this gets you again, if, assuming that you have in front of you the art scroll, 57A1, you have the picture, which is next to footnote 6 to on the right-hand side. We're not talking about round anymore, we're back to the square Migrash. Notice you have the city there in the middle. And here the city is no longer like Abaye was learning 1,000 by 1,000, but rather 2,000 by 2,000. Aha. Okay. How large is the entire area from top to bottom, right to left? So if you, again, if you look at the diagram, you see at the very top it says 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. The middle 2,000 is corresponding to the width of the city, that's 2,000, and then you get the benefit of 2,000 for tchum in all directions. So, since that's 6,000 at the top, it's a square, so it's 6,000 at the side. 6,000 times 6,000 gets us to 36 million. 36. But from that, we're going to deduct the city, which is in the middle. Notice that the city is 2,000 by 2,000. That's Ravina's case. 2 times 2 is 4. So 36 minus 4 gives you 32. So the entire area surrounding the city in terms of the Tchumen and the Koronois together was 32 million square amis. Again, we'll just drop the million and just talk about 32. Now, of the 32, how much was Migrash? Again, look in this picture. The Migrash was only at the Tchumen, not in the Koronois. So on top of the city, you had 2,000 by 1,000. 1,000, because the Torah says 1,000. Kira ir v'chutz elef ama. But the width, or the from east to west, I'm looking now at the top of the city, the northern part of the city. So it goes 1,000 up, but it goes 2,000 across. The reason why it's 2,000 across, because that's the size of the city. So 2,000 times 1,000 gives you 2,000, or 2 million at the top. To the right you get 2 million, to the left you get 2 million, to the bottom you get 2 million. So if you add the 4 2 millions together, you get 8 million. 8 million out of a total of 32 million is a quarter. 8 out of 32 is a quarter. That's Ravina's cheshbon, my Ravia, Ravia de Tchumen. What Ravina is mechadish over here is that the Migrash did not have to occupy the corners, it only had to occupy the Tchumen, that part that was directly adjacent to the city itself. And that's why you don't fill in the corners on the right and the left, the northeast and southeast, and northwest and southwest, like we had before. That's the Teretz of Ravina. Rav Ashi is almost the mirror image of Ravina. Rav Ashi Omar, my Ravia, Ravia de Kronois. Now here, you can have the benefit of the picture next to number 7. Well, you notice that you have the black city in the middle, and then to right and to the left on top, and to the right and to the left on the bottom, that's the Kronos, because that is not adjacent to the city. The only time it touches the city is mamish at the corner. Otherwise, that Migrash is not parallel to the city, it's not adjacent to the city, it just touches it by that little dot over there, if you will, a little point, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. How much is the total of those four areas? It's 1,000 by 1,000. 1,000 by 1,000 gives you 4 million. The entire space, let us assume for our purposes, is the same as we had before. That was the 32 million. And then, oh, no, that wouldn't work. Here we're talking about a situation where, explains Rashi, that we're only comparing the Migrash to the Kronos themselves. And therefore Rashi says that it really makes no difference how large the city is. Because since the Kronos, by definition, whether the city is going to be 1,000 by 1,000, or 10,000 by 10,000, or 1,000,000 by 1,000,000, the amount that you're going to get for the kronos will always be the same. How much will always be the same? It's always going to be 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas, because that's what the tchum is all about. 2,000 in each direction. So that being the case, 2,000 times 2,000 in the right corner gives you 4 million, or just 4. The left corner gives you 4 is 8. The bottom right gives you another 4 is 12. The bottom left gives you another 4 is 16 altogether. Of the 16, we're only having migrash of those 4 white boxes, which are 1,000 by 1,000, because the Torah only requires migrash soviv of 1,000 amas, elef amas soviv. So 4 out of your 16 gives you 1/4, that's the revia. So getting back to the Amar Rav Ashi, Amar my revia, revia de kronos. Of the area of kronos that the Torah or Chazal give you, that in 2,000 by 2,000 in each keren, only 1/4 of each one of those kronos, 1,000 by 1,000, is going to be migrash, and everything else you can go and plant sodois ulchron. Now, of these 4 pshatim, the Gemara feels that the 4th pshat is a very difficult pshat. Why? Because after all, since the Torah uses the expression elef amas soviv, that surrounding the city is 1,000 amas a migrash, if you look at the picture, surrounding the city, there's really no migrash whatsoever. It's only in the corners which are sticking out. But the actual city itself, when you leave the city limits and you go either north or east, west or south, you don't see any migrash whatsoever. It's just in the corners. So that, isn't that strange? It's only Ravina Rabashi. Vasoviv ksiv. My soviv, soviv de kronos. The soviv means the kronos, that's also soviv, that's also surrounding in the 4 corners. Now, where do you ever see that soviv de kronos is also called soviv? Oh, we find it by the Mizbeach. Deloy teimahachi gabi oyle dechsiv. It says by the Karm oyle. Vizorko es adam al Mizbeach soviv. You're supposed to go and throw the blood around the Mizbeach. Hochanami soviv mamish. Do you mean that the Kahanim have to go every part of every wall, a room and a room surrounding the Mizbeach? They have to go and pour the blood. They have to go and shoot the blood. Elamai soviv soviv dechronis. When it comes to Karman oyle, it's shtayim shehein arba. You have to go and throw it at 2 corners, and each one of the 2 corners has 2 walls, and then you go to the opposite corner again, has 2 walls, so you have the benefit of the suburb of all 4 walls. But it's not really 4 walls. It's the 2 kronos. Hachanami too. My suburb, suburb of the kronos, that's what the pasuk means. When it says suburb, it means the kronos. You don't have to have the pieces of land which are adjacent to the city. As long as you have the 4 corners, that's enough. Now this kasha, although it's addressed to Rav Ashi, it's not on Rav Ashi's pshat. It's on Rav's pshat of yesterday and Abaye's pshat of this morning. What did Abaye say on the top 3-4 lines? He said, don't look at the migrash as being square. Look at the migrash as being circular in nature. It's an eagle, an ogle. And that's the 1,000, and we made a ganze cheshbon that since the square is larger than the circle by 1/4, that's why we take 1/4 off, and we reduce it from 8 to 6, the whole cheshbon of Abaye. The Gemara is assuming in the Havamina that the city is rectangular or square, and so therefore the Mursha means that the corners of the square city, aren't they jutting into the eagle, that round migrash? In other words, isn't there an overlap where in this rounding of the city, of this round migrash, part of it is cut away and filled in with the Moshe de Karnasa, with the corners of the square city? So isn't that problematic if you're supposed to make a full 1,000 soviv? Everything more about Masa Igolta, we're talking about that the city itself was also a round city. Since the city is round and you're adding 1,000 amas, a room and a room, so it's like concentric circles. a circle around the circle, then you don't have Moshe the Karna, so you don't have the sticking out, protruding corners of the city. The halach is, as we've said from the beginning of the perek, that when you are measuring your tchumen, you're measuring it by squaring the city. So even if the city happens to be a round city, you go and make it into a square, and from that square, then you keep on measuring your 2,000 amas in each direction. So even though, on a practical level, the city may be round, but on a halachic level, aren't you squaring it out? And therefore, the squaring makes that there are corners now that are now jutting into and cutting away from the migrash of this circular 1,000 amas. Everything more imid yamrinan. What did we say about revua? We said chazinon kimandem rava. Revui vaday mimaravna. What the Gemara is saying is, the kasha that you're asking is really not a solid question. Because even though we're saying revua, that for purposes of tchumen, you consider the circular city as if it was square, and that gives you the benefit of the zaviyos that we learned in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, that's all true. But you don't physically go and square it out, you just do your medidos, your measuring, you act as if this city was not circular, you put a square around it for purposes of conducting your measuring of the 2,000 in each direction. So says the Gemara, do you think that you actually physically do the revuah? You're just doing the halachic revuah. You're acting as if it happens to be square for purposes of measuring. So to Gemara, Eimed Yomrinin Chazinin Kamandim Rava. Revui vadi mi marbana, we don't really physically do the revua. And so therefore, since this city, lemaisa, on a practical level, is round, and we have around it this migrash of 1,000, which is also round, so there's no mursha de karna, so there's no interference from the physical structure of the city jutting into that 1,000 circular amis of migrash. Omle Rav Chani loy mechoyznu al Ravashi. Mechti. I have another question. Kamam Ruben. Now, this doesn't address the four issues that we just discussed. What this does, however, address is that when you have that additional kronos, where we're giving 2,000 by 2,000, the Gemara said that it's true that in each corner, the bottom is 2,000, and the going upwards is 2,000, it's 2,000 each direction. And the Gemara said yesterday, as a result, you benefit that you have an alach sign which goes 2,800. If you want to take a quick look again at Nun Vav Amid Beis, this is roughly 12 lines from the top of the Amid, 56b, Nun Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Nimtzu tchumen mistakrin ches meyois amois. The tchumen get the benefit of an additional 800 amos. Now, where do we see the 800 amos? Let me see if the art scroll has a nice little picture. Yeah, if you look back on Nun Vav Amid Beis 56b1, look at the picture which is next to footnote 7. You'll see in the picture it's showing the circle. That's the city itself. Surrounding the city, we put in a square, like we just finished saying, that for the benefit of the medidos, we put a square around it. And you'll notice inside the square, you benefit already that additional 400 in terms of the zavios. But now we're going to add an additional square, which is in the kronos, which is going to be 2,000 upwards and 2,000 to the left, in other words, northward and westward. And then you see that the alach sign goes all the way to the corner, it's 2,800. And the Gemara is bothered by, it shouldn't be 2,800, it should be 2,666 and two-thirds. Why should it be 2,666 and two-thirds? So the Gemara, Omalei, back to our Gemara, Omalei Rav Chinoi Chani Loi Michoizno Ol Ravashi Mechti Kama Merubi Yes Ala Igol Ravia. You said a few lines ago that a square is greater in area than a circle by a quarter. Zamni tamni meya shismeya v'shitin v'sheva nechi tiltzahava. You're really not benefiting as a result of the alach sign, the diagonal. by an additional 800, you're only benefiting by an additional 666 and two-thirds. Now, why does the Gemara assume that? Because if any of you have with you a calculator, and you take the 2,000, add 666.67, so now, of course, the addition, the sum is simple. It's now a total of 2,666.67. Now, divide that by 4. Take a quarter of 2,666. And guess how much you're going to get? You're going to get 6,666. So therefore, it would appear that the 666, that's a quarter of the 2,666. And since we started off with our circle, and now we made this beautiful, nice, square kronos of 2,000 by 2,000, shouldn't the diagonal be 2,666666? Why? Because meruba yeser ala ogel by revia. You're agreeing to me that if you were inside the circle, the diameter of the circle would be 2,000 in all directions. By now squaring it, by adding that keren at the top, okay, so we're certainly benefiting by the additional zavios, the additional piece of corner which is sticking out like we saw in that picture, but it shouldn't be an additional 800. Shouldn't it only be 6,666? Because meruba, the meruba is yeser al eagle by revia, and that 666 is exactly a quarter of 2,666. Do the arithmetic or take out your calculators. It's very simple. Amalasi told him, no, you're confusing apples and oranges. Hanimin bi igula mi goyrevua. If you have a circle which is inscribed within a square, you're right. It would be an additional 666. Avul, then the cheshbon is a cheshbon of revia, a quarter more. However, avul balachsoina, here we're not talking about cases of the area of the square versus the area of the circle, but rather we're talking about the hypotenuse. We're talking about alachsoina. Balachsoina bein a tvei. Why do you need more? To amamar kol amsa beribua amsa utrei chumshi balachsoina. Anytime that you're dealing with an isosceles triangle, isosceles being that both the both sides of the triangle, other than the hypotenuse, that both of them are exactly the same size. Let's assume that one, each one is, let's say, one. You have one on the left, one on the bottom, and then we have, according to Pythagoras, it's a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So the a squared, if you take the one and you square it, is one. You take the one underneath, 1 times 1 is 1, 1 plus 1 is 2, and then c squared equals 2. What's the square root of 2? The square root of 2 is 1.4 plus. 1.4 times 1.4 is 2.96, is 1.96. Doesn't get you all the way to 2, it's really a little bit more, it's like 1.414, a little bit more, but the Gemara just goes and rounds it to kind of the nearest solid number, and therefore it says, kol amsa b'ribua. If on the side of the triangle or the side of the square it's amsa, then your alachsoin is amsa utrei chumshi. Kol amsa b'ribua, amsa utrei chumshi b'alachsoin. Amsa utrei chumshi means 1.4. 1 2/5 is 1.4. And so therefore, in our case, we were not dealing with a case of 1,000 by 1,000. But in the chronis, we're talking about 2,000 by 2,000. Just let's drop the thousands. It's 2 by 2. So a squared 2 times 2 would be 4. B squared 2 times 2 is 4. 4 plus 4 is 8. So C squared, the hypotenuse, is the square root of 8. Square root of 8 is a difficult number. The square root of 9 is 3. So therefore, when you're talking about the square root of 8, you're approaching 9. And in fact, the amount is 2.8. It's a little bit more. It's 2.8. But we're just rounding, and therefore the 2.8 in our case is 2,800 amas, and that's why we learned on Nun Vav Amid Beis that as a result of this alachson, you are benefiting an additional 800 amas, and not the 666 that the Gemara asked in the Habaman. Okay, that was a little bit of math, Rabbi. From here, it's smoother sailing, particularly since part of this Mishnah we already learned 2 days ago in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Noisnan karfif le'ir, divir Rameir tells us that when we count our medida of the 2,000, we really get another bonus. And that bonus is a karfif. A karfif we've had before in our Masechta basically means an open lot where nothing is grown or nothing is happening over there. It's just an empty lot. That karfif, for our purposes, means an area of 70 and 2 thirds. Where do we get the cheshbon of 70 and 2 thirds? Because it all comes from the Sasayim Kechotzer HaMishkan, where the Mishkan was 100 by 50, which is 5,000 altogether. 50 by 100 is 5,000. And now if you take the square root of 5,000, you get to 70 and 2 thirds. 70 times 70 is 4,900, and you add the additional 2 thirds, that gets you to 5,000. So what Rameir is saying is that when we tell everyone that you have a tchum of 2,000 amos out of the city, it's really 2,000 plus 70 and 2 thirds. So you get an extra grace period, an extra extension. No yisn karfif l'ir, divrimeh. V'chum mo'imrim li'omru karfif ele ben shtei ayaris. Rabbi Chum say that if you only have one city, there is no such thing that you add 2,000 plus 70 and 2 thirds. You only get 2,000. Where do you get a karfif? If you have twin cities. You have Minneapolis, St. Paul. If you want to deem the two cities to be one for purposes of being able to walk the entire Minneapolis and the entire St. Paul, it depends on how much distance there is between the twin cities. So it says, say the Chachamim, Li'omru Karfif, this Inyan of a Karfif, 70 and 2 thirds, it's that smack in the middle between two cities. Now, the Mishnah now seems to be somewhat contradictory because the Mishnah continues on, Im yesh lezu shivim ama vishirayim, u lezu shivim ama vishirayim, oise karfif eshtein liois echad. So now the Mishnah is explaining that when the Chacham said li'omer karfif, it's really karfif, one karfif per city. So if you have two cities like Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Dallas, Fort Worth, or two other cities which are close together, each city gets the benefit of 70 and 2 thirds. I'm sorry? Each one gets 70 and 2
thirds.
Budapest? Ah, Buda and Pest. Oh, thank you. So if the distance between Buda and Pest is 141 and a third, in other words, 70 and 2 thirds plus 70 and 2 thirds, then it becomes Liois Echad, and then you could walk the entire Budapest from top to bottom, all sides on Shabbos, even before you start counting your first amma of the 2,000 tchum. That's because they are so close together, within 141 and a third. V'chein, the same thing applies Gimel Kfarim, Hamushulashim. You have a row of three towns, one next to each other. If from the rightmost to the leftmost you have a distance of 141 and a third, in other words, two times this karfiv, smack in the middle you have this small little town. The town's got to be very small if you're talking about from the rightmost to the leftmost was all of 141 and a third amis. Let's say that's 280 feet lamazong. So in between that you had a little small little shtetl, difficult to understand. Mi'achem the Gemara and the Amud Beis will give us a much better understanding of the Mishnah. Then in such a case, asay emtzoye shloshan liyos echad. Now all three of these towns now combine to be one large town. So if I live, for instance, in the rightmost town, I can travel the entire rightmost town, the entire space until the middle town, the entire space until the second, the third town, and from there, I get another 2,000 amos. So I'm accomplishing a lot by merging all of these towns together as one. Okay, Frank Dimar, we started off the Mishnah that you give a karfif to the ear, and besides the ear itself, you get another 70 and 2 thirds amos before you measure your 2,000. Immediately, where does this come from? Amr of the Amakra. This is the pasuk that we were quoting before by the Ori Haldim. Mikirho ir v'chutza elef amos sofif. When you count l'moshel yuri, when you measure your migrash of 1,000 amos, you don't start it from the kiro ir. You start it from the kiro ir plus a chutza. Now what does chutza mean over here? Amr toira ten chutza v'yachkach midoit. First add a chutza around the town. How much around the city? How much is that chutza? Doesn't say, but the Gemara assumes that it's 70 and 2 thirds, just like the Sasayim Kechotzer HaMishkan, that you went and squared out the 2,000, the 5,000. So therefore you add the 70 and 2 thirds over and above the ear, and only from there do you start measuring your additional 2,000 amas. Now remember, in our Mishnah it said the Chum say you only get a karfif for shtei ayaris. Itmar, Rav Huna Omar noisin karfif lezu v'karfif lezu. Rav Huna says that since you have the two cities, Buda and Pesh, each one gets its own karfif. So you have 2 times 70 2/3, which is 141 1/3 altogether. Well, Chibarav Omar no karfif echel shtei. You only get one karfif in between the two. Okay, simple machloikis, you get two, you get one. Tanan, let's look at the Mishnah. It sounds very clear, one karfif between two ayaris. Isn't that smack just like what Chia Barav said? Karfif echel ishtayin. Idrach shveh afreik dimar tiyuf the Rav Huna that says that there are two. Omelech Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, that loshen anish keferlech, when it says, v'chom oimrim li omu karfif, he means, my karfif toiris karfif. Because the mayor said that any city, wherever the city happens to be, even if the next city is 5 million miles away, you always get the benefit of not only 2,000 amis tchum, but 2,000 plus a karfif. Say the Rabbanan, no, it's not true. Li omu karfif, this whole giving an additional karfif is only if you have the twin cities, but not if just one city on its own. But lemaisa says imar karfif lezu v'karfif lezu. You could have two karfifs. So the singular karfif is just to be motzi midei, the words of Ramam. Says imar hachanam mistavra. And in fact, if you continue on, mitani seifa, the mishnah that we just learned, emyesh lezu ayin amba v'shirayim ulezu ama ayin ayin v'shirayim oisa karfif l'shneim liois echad. That only if you have, not only, even if you have 70 2/3 to this city and 70 1/3 to this city, you add the two together, you get 141 1/3, is also good. It's crystal clear, like Rav Huna, that you give karfif lezu b'karfif lezu, and lemitevet yuf to Rav Chiya Barav, because Chiya Barav said you only get one karfif altogether. But so why did the Mishnah say emyesh lezu shiva mama ulezu shiva mama? There's only one altogether according to Chiya Barav. Chibarav said, no, that's not shver. Oh, Reb Meir. Homani Reb Meir. That it says in the Mishnah that you get karfif lezu, the karfif lezu, that you get 70 2/3 and 70, that's not like the chacham. That's only according to Reb Meir. That Reb Meir that says that you, if you have any time that you have a city, that you get...
You're freezing.
Do you hear me now? According to Reb Meir...
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry about the freezing. I'm pretty cold myself. It's 47 degrees here in Monroe. But anyway, Hamani Rameir at the beginning of our Mishnah says that each city gets a single karfif. Says the Gemara, Rameir doesn't address the issue, but in case you have two cities side by side, Rameir would hold you get two karfifs. The machloikis that we had on the Amud Aleph was according to the Chachamim, whether you get one karfif or two karfifs by Budapest or other twin cities. But here we're talking about Leut Rameir. Rameir that says that every city gets one karfif, he would hold that if there are two cities adjacent to one another, these twin cities, that you'd get two. But according to the Chachamim, you would only get one according to Chia Barav. Frey Timori Rameir hi hotanu le'reisha. Why would the Mishnah have to repeat it and say in the Mishnah? You see, that part of the Mishnah that says that if you have two ayoris, im yesh lezu shim mama v'shirayim oise karfif v'shteim liyos echad, it looks like it's a continuation of the Chachamim, but it doesn't have to be. The way Chia Barav is learning, he's saying that this is an explanation of Reb Meir. But Frank de Gemara yet, Reb Meir already said in the beginning of the Mishnah that every ear gets one karfif. So if you have two ayores, you have two cities, then you should get two karfifos. Freitimura, so what do you want? Ha'tonal iration, nois and karfif, the ear, divir, and mayor. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? Says, well, I'll tell you, tzricha, you need it. Dimliahi, if it would only be the ratio of the Mishnah, have a minna, chad lechodav, chad letarti. Maybe this is a rule that you only get one additional extension of 70 2/3. It makes no difference whether you're talking about one city, two cities, 12 cities, 15 cities. You can have a cluster of cities all together. You only get a one karfif benefit. You never get a double kashrus benefit. If you're going to a store and you're buying an item and they say that you get a dollar off of a particular item, so you think that when you buy two of those items, five of those items, you get a dollar off of each one. And they say, oh, no, no. $1 off per customer, per sale. So even if you bought five of those items, you only get the $1 benefit. I would have thought he only get a one karfif benefit, even though it's two ayores. Kamash olam, that's why the Mishnah tells you, just like one city gets one karfif, two cities get two karfifis. V'yishmin and Hachiv would only say in the Sefer Mishum the Dechikatash Mishtai. You know why we give the additional 141 and a third amas between the two cities? Because the two cities are fairly close together. After all, 141 amas is 280 feet. If I was to reduce it to 70 and two-thirds amma, one karfif, boy, that's only 140 feet. Psh, it's hard to move. It's there's so little space. How much is 140 feet? One city block, two city... Okay. How much is 140 feet? That's one city block or two city blocks. We're not talking about a lot. It's very, very narrow. That's why the Mishnah says you get two times 70 and two-thirds amais. Aval Hasabu, you only have one city, after all, if there's no city, a room in a room for 5,000 miles in each direction, so maybe the Medida would be directly from the city, and you wouldn't get the benefit of the additional 70 and two-thirds amis, a maloi, a stricha. That's why you have to tell us both in the case of one city, you get one karfif, and if you have twin cities, you get two karfifis. Says Yimor Tanan, let's continue on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, V'chein shloisha kfarim hamishuloshim, if you have three kfarim, which are all in a line, and yesh bein shnayim hachitzoinim meyav arboim v'achas ama ushlish, if it's exactly 141 and a third from right to left and left to right, the middle town combines all three together as if they are all one town. So now the Gemara is medayik. Taimo de ika emtsoy. That's only because there's this middle town in between. Halek emtsoy loy. If there would be no middle town, it would just be from the right to the left. It sounds like you would only get one karfif. You wouldn't get two karfifois. Right, the 141 and a third is based on two karfifis because it's this middle town. But without the middle town, you'd only get one karfif. It's to you of the Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says you always get two between two twin cities. Omlech Rav Huna, ha itmar lo, om rabba, om rav idi, om rav chanina, loy mishulosh mamish, el royin koshe ilu matel emtsoy beineim, viyu mishulosh, vein bein zelaze, el kuf mem amma, viachas ushlish amma. Emtsoi es shloshten liyos echad. I say emtsoi es shloshten liyos echad. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara mean to say is, we have a fallacy. We're thinking that these are three parallel towns, one next to the other, next to the other. That's not the case. We're really talking about a triangle, where you have two towns which are in the same line parallel, and then there's one which dips down below. And the space between the right one and the left one, it's not like we learned until now, a total of 141 and a third. The space between the right and the left could be even a mile, or 5 miles, or 10 miles. Very, very wide. If the... David, you still hear me? I'm still around you? Good. If you see that that bottom town, which is not in between, but is in a triangle, it's further down, we deem it and we push it up. Not physically push it up, but halachically we push it up to between the two towns. If we can go and push it up between the two towns, and that middle town occupies so much space that it reduces the 5 miles between right town and left town. So now the 5 miles of open space is no longer open space because we've taken that bottom town, pushed it up, filled in the middle. And now all that's left in terms of open space is exactly two karfifis, 141 and a third amois. Oh, then we can deem this entire region as being one, and then you'd be able to go and walk from right town to left town 5 miles, even though that's far, far in excess of your 2,000 amas. 2,000 amas only gives you approximately 4,000 feet. Every mile is 5,280 feet. So if you have 5 miles is just my example. You could have 10 miles. You can have more. The important thing is that that triangular third town, if you push it into the middle, if it leaves only a minimal amount of space of 141 and a third amos open between the three towns together, then it's all deemed to be one, and you can walk from one end to the other even before you start your first medida of the 2,000 amos. Now, obviously, as the Gemara is going to point out in a moment, that third town can't be 10,000 miles away. If we have two towns here in the Catskills, and the space between one and the other is a couple of miles, so say, okay, well, there happens to be directly beneath it in Texas, there's a town, or in Florida, there's a town, let's push that all the way up and fill up the space between the two towns. That would be kind of ridiculous. And therefore, the Gemara says, in a moment, how far down will that third part of the triangle be? So back to the Gemara. We're not talking about that the three are parallel, but rather there was a triangle. If you were to go and take that bottom middle town, look upon it as if you push it up in the middle, and now you have the three parallel to one another, and then you only have now space between all of these three towns, 141 and a third, now that middle town merges with all the right and the left town, and therefore you can go and walk from one end to the other end without even sneezing, without worrying about your 2,000 medida. Now, that one that is down below, how far can that be that you use this royin that you push it up? It's got to be that third town, which is down below, which I'm pushing up, it's got to be 2,000 amas or less. Why? Because 2,000 amas is the sheer tchum that you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. So that's considered to be like part of the city limits, the extended city limits, that's the 2,000 amas. Okay, so if that town is protruding downwards, 2,000 amas, you could push it up and fill up the space between the two towns to the right and to the left. Frank Timar, only 2,000 amas. Where is this? What was Gemara referring to? We had this back 2 days ago on Daf Nunhei, where the Gemara was talking about the Keshes. If you want to take a quick look back at the picture was on Nunhei Amud Aleph. We were talking about a city that is formed like a keshes, like a bow or a rainbow. You see Nunhei Amud Aleph. As you start the wide lines of Rashi down below, notice that there's a picture to the right of the Rashi, and that picture shows you keshes on top. That's a bow, like a rainbow, or a bow of a bow and arrow. And you have ear, and you have houses to the right and houses to the left. Then Ponui, in the middle of the city, it was totally empty. And then you have Hevel, or Yeser, which means the imaginary string that we draw there to fill out the bow. And you have a bow and arrow. The bow has a string at the end, which you pull on to let the arrow shoot. Okay, so from the ear down to the Hevel, the Gemara said that you don't measure the 2,000 amas from the top, from the keshes. You can get the benefit of filling in that empty space and go down from the Hevel 2,000 amas. And then the Gemara asked, what's the distance between the keshes and the Hevel? One man, the Yama, said it's got to be less than 2,000 amas. The other man, the Yama, said, no, it can even be 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 amas. And no problem. It's still part of the city. And therefore, even if it's far from the ear down to the Hevel, you can still deem it as one city, and then start counting your 2,000 amas from down below. Frank Timar, why? Here you're telling me by these three triangle cities that it has to be less than 2,000. And there you said that from the ear on top to the Hevel it can even be more than 2,000. That's the Gemara's Kasha, going back to our Gemara again here on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Zokti Gemara, Amalei, V'atu the Amris Kavosi, the Rav Barei, the Rav Barafuna, Mistava, the Amr Yoismel, Payimama, more than 2,000. Says Yimor Hachi Hashi, you really can't compare the two cases. Hasim Ikabatim. There in the case of the Keshis, you had those batim to the right and to the left. Hachalekabatim, here there are no houses. What does Yimor mean to say? Because in the case of the Keshes, there's another way of walking. You don't have to walk directly from the Keshes there in the middle, straight down through the Ponui, through the open land. You could always accomplish the same by walking either downwards to the right or to the left, where all the Batim are. That's certainly all part of the city. So you can walk all the way down to the bottom of the Keshes to the Hevel. Just don't walk down the middle. You can walk to the right or to the left. So therefore, says the Gemara, even though that middle area technically and physically is empty, but because of the houses on the right and on the left, we will deem it to be filled up, even though it's more than 2,000 amas. But in our case of our Gemara, we don't have the benefit of houses to the right and to the left. We're just trying to push up that city from down below and give it a shtip and push it up in between the two towns and make it three towns in a row. Then it's got to be within 2,000 amas. If it's more than 2,000 amas beyond the tchum, we won't say the royin to go and push it up towards the middle. Zog the Gemara. V'omale rov le'abayin. Kami he bin chitz l'chitzayin. So the Gemara asks another question now. That when we were talking about the... getting back to our Gemara. How much is the distance between the rightmost town and the leftmost town? Kama yehe. The Gemara asks, Kama yehe, how much is the distance between chitzayin l'chitzayin? Right, Gemara, Kama yehe, my nafka l'chamina. It doesn't really matter what the distance is between the right and the left. The right and left could be a distance of 1,000 amas, not 1,000 miles, 5,000 miles. The important thing is, kosher ilu machnesem tsoi beinayin, vein bein zelazeh elamea viarboan viachas v'shlish. Like we said before, the important thing is that after you royin, you push up that bottom town, which was only 2,000 amas away, or less. Now you put it in the middle. Now look at the open space between the three towns. Is it 141 and a third or more? What happens if from right town to left town there's 4,000 amas or even more? Are you going to say even then you're going to allow for pushing this town down below into the middle? Yes, no problem. Even if it's more than 4,000. The reason why the Gemara says 4,000 is because we're saying that from the rightmost town to the middle would be 2,000. That would normally be the total tchum that you can walk. From the leftmost town to the middle, again, it would be 2,000 amas. That would be the tchum. So if it's more than 4,000, the Gemara says, it's hard to believe that we would do this royin and push that bottom town in the middle and allow for merging all the three towns together. After all, from rightmost town to leftmost town, there's 4,000 amas. That's two full tchumen. He says, and yeah, you can do that. Back to the case of the Keshis again. We had that bow. If from the bottom of the right part of that bow to the left part of the bow, where the yeser is, or the hevel, where you're putting your string, if it's less than 4,000 amas, then moidin min ha-yeser, then you can start counting your tchum, you're measuring your tchum from the yeser. Yimlav. However, if it's more than 4,000 amas, moidin min ha-keshes, then you don't merge the two sides of the keshes, the right and the left, and you say, I can't get from the right to the left. It's more than 4,000 amas. And then you don't get the benefit of measuring your 2,000 amas min ha-yeser. You have to go to the top of the keshes. See, Mor is asking, over there the maximum is 4,000. And here you're even allowing more than 4,000 amas between right town and left town. Amalasi says, there's no comparison. Hasam leka lemeimer mali hocha ikka lemeimer mali. In the case of the town that was formed in this beautiful architectural manner, like a bow, as you can well imagine, all the architectural associations and magazines are giving awards for this beautiful structure that they made it like a horseshoe, like an upside down U, like a bow. That's great, but it's not oimed lemalois. They're not interested in filling up the space in between, because that's the way they created this town, in such a funny shape of a bow. A bahacha, in our case, if you have the two towns which are not far apart from each other, it's 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 amis, you can see that as time goes on, people will continue to construct new housing outside the city limits. As you know, whenever you build new houses outside of the regular neighborhoods, it's always cheaper, because this is new homes in a new area. But as that fills up, of course, the prices will go up and it's going to become normal residential area. So, Hasam Lekalameh Malamali. There, it's unlikely that the middle of the keshes is going to be filled up with houses. And therefore, if from the right side of the keshes to the left side of the bottom of the keshes, if it's more than 4,000 amis, you cannot put your imaginary chevel or yeser and start measuring from there. You have to measure from the keshes at the very top. But hacha, here we have the right town and the left town, which, based on normal natural tendencies of people to construct and to build new housing, it's ikulamei malamali. It makes sense to say that eventually it's going to start merging one to the other as more and more houses are built to the left of the rightmost town, and as new housing is built to the right of the leftmost town. So now filling it up in the middle by pushing up that triangle is Ryan is a very natural thing, even though between the two opposite, the two outlying towns, it's more than 4,000 amis. It's kiman de mali dami, we're going to deem it as if we're filling it up, even more than 4,000 amis. But again, like the Mishnah said, after you fill it in with that triangle third town by pushing it up in the middle, you cannot have more than space of 141 and a third for purposes of deeming all three to be one large town to be able to walk the entire length and breadth on Shabbos, even without getting to your tchum of the additional 2,000 amas. And now the Gemara finishes off with Maisa Shehoya, real live twin cities. Omelet of Safa Larova, Hare, Bene Aktisvain, the Mashkinan Luhutchuma, me high gisa de Ardashir, Ubene Ardashir, the Mashkinan Luhutchuma, me high gisa de Aktisvain. Aktisvain and Ardashir were twin cities, like Buda and Pesht, like Dallas, Fort Worth, like Minneapolis, St. Paul. They were close to one another. Now, the people in Aktisvain, they would walk the entire Aktisvain, the space between Aktisvain and Ardashir, and they would walk the entire Ardashir, and only then start measuring out their tchum. And the same thing, the Ardashir people would walk the entire Ardashir, and from Ardashir to Aktisvain, and the entire Aktisvain, and then they started measuring their 2,000 amas. In other words, they deemed these two to be merged as one. So Hari B'nai Aktisvain Mashchin Lu Tchuma, they start measuring their Tchum, Mehai Gisa the Ardashir, from the other side of Ardashir. And B'nai Ardashir Mashchin Lu Tchuma, Mehai Gisa the Aktisvain, they measured from the other side of Aktisvain. Now, if you measure the space between Aktisvain and Ardashir, you'll notice that it's more than 141 and a third amos. How do I know? Because the Ikadiglis, the Tigris, a major river, is in between those two twin cities, between Minneapolis and St. Paul. I believe there's also one of the four Great Lakes, or also a city, and you can only go from one to the other by bridge, if I'm not mistaken. So, and Buda and Pest also had in it the Donau. That's what we call the Danube, but in Hungarian and German they called it the Donau. So that was also separating in between. So how wide was that? Says, well, that's more than 141 and a third. So how were they able to go over the bridge or whatever on Shabbos from one to the other without starting their Medida? After all, it's not one city. It's two separate cities. There's more than 141 and a third in between. That was the question that Rav Safra posed to Rav. So Rav said, come, let's go and take a look. Nofik Achvilei, he went and showed him this Tigris River, the Diglis, and he showed them that in the river itself, Hanach Atmisa Deshura, what are Atmisa? There's a Dalit over here, and that is Masuris Hashas. It says, Yerechois Shel Choyma. That means that there were the remains of a at least a house and perhaps of a whole wall around the town of Aktisvain and a wall around the town of Ardashir, and that town, that wall over the years had collapsed or destroyed or whatever, but you can still see the Asedos, you can still see the bottom of it. And that, those bottoms, which are underwater, were in fact 10 tvachim tall. And you'll remember from the beginning of our perek, the Mishnah talked about the gedudiyos. Gedudiyos means those broken down chorvos that are within 70 and two-thirds amas of the town, even though they are no longer viable. These are chorvos, but nevertheless, you still get the benefit of an extension of the town 70 and two-thirds, and you only do your medida from there and further. And that's what the Gemara is telling us, that in the Diglas River, they saw that there were still the remains of those proud walls of yesteryear. The Mivli Bediglis, which were Belua, means that they were swallowed up, which means they were covered over in the Diglis. Ba'ayin Amma Vishiraim, 70 Amas and two-thirds from Aktisvoin. And the same thing on the other side from Ardashir. And in between these two broken down walls, they had less than 70 and two-thirds amos. And so therefore, Rava said to Rav Safra, you're right. If you add it up all together, you have three times 70 and two-thirds, which is more than two times 70 and two-thirds. Three times 70 is 210. And the two-thirds, that would be 212 altogether. It's not a problem. Because on the outskirts of Aktisvoin, you have this broken down wall of 70 and two-thirds, so that's still Aktisvoin territory. And then you would normally start your Medida, but guess what? And you go to another 70 and two-thirds, and you hit the destroyed walls of Ardashir. And then you walk another 70 and two-thirds, and you get to Ardashir itself. So therefore, you're able to go and deem the entire Aktisvoin and Ardashir as one large town, and you're able to go and walk from one end to the other end, even before you start your medida of the 2,000 amis for the tchum. We'll stop over here. Miachem, continue tomorrow. I thank you all for getting up bright and early in the morning to go and learn. Miachem, 7 o'clock tomorrow, we'll continue from the new Mishnah. A good moyet to everyone, and a good yor, and a good kvittel, and all wonderful things over the yantiv. Be well. Thank you all. Ooh, quite a few.